ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Meseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'iloi Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai.
Aboisai, the December 15th Shas Illuminated Siyum HaShas in Lake Terrace Hall is right around the corner. This is the last call to register for this special evening of Kavod HaTorah and Simchas HaTorah. We will have the schus to hear Divrei Chizik from Harav HaGoyin Rav Yerucham Olshin, as well as from Harav Moshe Brown, Harav Eitan Feiner, and Harav Aaron Sorsher, our guest of honor. You don't want to pass up on this one-time opportunity to meet the Magid Yishir who will be flying in from around the world. 6:30 will be the reception to greet the Magid Yishir, followed by the Seuda Siyum at 7:30. To make and secure your reservations for this magnificent evening, please visit shasilluminated.org/Siyum or call 203-312-SHAS. That is 203-312-7427. We are looking forward to greeting you personally.
Nida daf nun alef amud alef. The Gemara daf nun amud beis brought down a machlokes of Yerucham and Nuri the Chachamim whether a goyzel shenafel a gas needs machshava in order that should have a tumas oichlin. The Chachamim say needs machshava because it's not oimid la'achila, since it's mimas. Rabbi Yerucham Nuri says that even though it's not oimid la'achila sodom afa pikein, it's tamei because of a kavu chaymer in metame tumas chamure. Meaning to say, we're discussing a nivlas oiv tor, which has a tumah chamura. For its tumah chamura, does not need machshove. It's not dependent with its oimid la'achila. If it's tumah chamura without machshove, then for sure it should have a tumah kal without machshove. The chachamim made a pirch on the kal v'chomer, lo yim amr betumah chamura, Shekin eina yeredes lekach. Toim betum ekala shekin yeredes lekach. The Gemara, that from Aleph and Aleph explains, the Chacham mean as follows. They mean to say that you cannot learn up tum ekala from tum echamure, because we find that tum echamure has a certain kula that tum ekala does not have. Tum echamure does not need hechsher. However, Tumakal needs hechsher, like it says in the pasuk of Parshas Shemini that oichle not mekabel tum until they have a hechsher for ma'iv, one of the zayim mashkim. So you need hechsher. So once we see that it's mischalik tumakal from tumachamure, that it's easier to get a tumachamure than a tumakal. So too we can't learn up for the fact tumachamure has a tum without machshave. We cannot learn from there that tumakal has Tumah without machshava. So the Mora asks, what do you mean to say that you need hechsher? The Mora asks, it's true that b'chloli is ba'alma, we need hechsher. But over here we're discussing a nivlas oiv tor. A nivlas oiv tor does not need hechsher because there's a klal. Kol shesoy v'tama tumah chamura. We learn up from the parish of in Parsha Shemini, it says that, I call Zera Zerua Shein Zerdeya, Ma Zerom Shein Tzayfu L'tam B'tum Chamure, Av Kol Shein Tzayfu L'tam B'tum Chamure. They only need a Hechsher, but it's something which is Tzayfu L'tam B'tum Chamure. Something which is Tzayfu L'tam B'tum Chamure, does not need Hechsher. So the Mora asks, if so, it comes out that the Tumakal over here does not need Hechsher. It's the same as Tum Chamure, both do not need Hechsher. The Mora answers, Nihida Hechsher Sheretz Leiboye, Hechsher Mayim Boye. That which we know that Sefer Tum Chamur does not need Hechsher, just means that it does not need Hechsher Sheretz. It comes Tomei without a Maga Sheretz. However, you do need Hechsher Mayim. The Gemara asks, on that, no, it's not true. Sefer Tum Chamur, just like you don't need Hechsher Sheretz, so too you don't need Hechsher Mayim. The Gemara explains, what's the reason you don't need Hechsher Sheretz? Because we learn up Dumi the Zidon. So too, that Yafush to teach us, just like you don't need Hechsher Sheretz, you don't need Hechsher Mayim, because in that Pasha, the Pasuk discusses both Dinim. The Pasuk says, Akol Zera Zerua Shei Zedeya, the Pasuk says afterwards, the Din of Hechsher Mayim. And then it says, V'chiyipa Lov Sheretz. So just like we'll Darshan, that you don't need Hechsher Sheretz, because it's not Dumi the Zera Zerua, So too we should dash, you do not need the chiyutl of mayim when it's not dumb with the zera zerua. So the Gemara says it's true, but Emerson is true, that over here you do not need hechsher mayim, because since in Sefer Talmud Tumah Chamura, you do not need hechsher mayim. But the kavod of the Chacham is that Ba'alme, we find that Tumah Kale is harder to get than Tumah Chamura, because Ba'alme, the klal is, in order to get Tumah Kale, you need hechsher mayim, and Tumah Chamura does not need hechsher mayim. So although in this specific case, both do not need hechsher mayim, Bechol Zois, we have a pircha that we cannot learn of Tumah Kale and Tumah Chamura, because we see that in general, it's easier to get Tumah Chamura than a Tumah Kale. So comes from this Gemara a very sadistic zach. The din of Soyvot Tam Tumah Chamura, which the Mishnah Tahara says that the does not need Hechsher, not only does need Hechsher Sheretz, it does not need Hechsher Mayim either. However, the Ravid in Perek Beis Mehilchas Avayisat Tumah Salocha Gimel learns that although our sugi holds like that, there is a sugi in Zvachim that's chulik on our Gemara. And that sugi holds that the whole din of Soyvot Tam Tumah Chamura is only, you don't need Hechsher Sheretz. You don't need a Maga Sheretz. However, you do need Hechsher Mayim. The Gemara in Zvachim Kofayim Aleph brings down a member from the Chacham. The Chacham say that Pora Adume and Porim and Seirim and Asirafim are Metame Oichle Mashkim, even though it's not Oimel Lachile, because it's Seivot Tame Tumah Chamura. The Chacham say, however, Sormish Taleach does not have Tumas Eichlin. The Meir holds, Sar Mishtaleach does have Tumas Eichlin. So the Mora asks, what's the Pshat and the Chacham say that Cholok Sar Mishtaleach and Pora Adume and Pora Mitzim and Sidofim? What's the reason why Pora Adume and Pora Mitzim and Sidofim and Tamei Eichlin and Mashkim, although no shares touch them? It's because it's Sevil Tamei Tumah Chamura. For the Gemara, Sar Mishtaleach should be the same thing. That since it's Sevil the Tamei Tumah Chamura, the one who throws down the sire becomes Tamei. So it should have it. It should be Tamei Oichel Mashkim, although Sheres didn't touch it. The Mora answers Ki Osa Rabdimi Amri B'Marove Tzrichin Hechsher Tume Mimokim Acher. So Rashi explains the Gemara means to say as follows: we dash with the pasuk that by Ein Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura, like Zroim, you need a Hechsher Tumah Mokam Acher. And that we say that something which is Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura does not need Hechsher Tumah Mokam Acher. So the Mora means to say the whole din of Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura only helps that you don't need Hechsher Tumah Mokam Acher. However, by Sar Mishtaleach, which is a different problem, that it's not Chozi Lachile, for that does not help the din of Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura. It only helps to take away the din of Hechsher. The din of Hechsher Tumah Mokam Acher. But the Re'uyis for Achille, Chazil Achille, you always need. And therefore, Pare Adum and Parem Sivan and Serafim, which is Roy Achille, it's a dead behemoth. Just the whole issue is that did not have a Magal Sheretz. For that it helps, Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura. Samish Talech, which is a live behemoth, which is not Chazi, for that does not help the din of Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura. Remei over there is Cholik, but that's the Shita Chachamim. The Ravid says a different pshat in the Gemara, very interesting pshat in the Gemara. Ki osir avdimi am marove tzrichin hechsher tumah kamacher. He says as follows. He says the kavon of the Gemara at the Esrei Pasuk is a grashi that since it's a balchai does not help the din of Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura. But he explains the Gemara means tzrichin hechsher tumah kamacher, means as follows. That even by Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura, you need Hechsher Tumah Kamacher, meaning to say, you need that it should be Royal Kabbal Tumah Kamacher. Tzrichim Hechsher Tumah means it has to be Royal Kabbal Tumah Kamacher. Meaning to say, someone which is Royal to have a Tumah from a Sheretz, by Sefer Tamei Tumah Chamura, could be Tumah without touching a Sheretz. But the Re'uyis you need, Tzrichim Hechsher Tumah Kamacher, it has to be someone which is Royal Kabbal Tumah Kamacher. And the Ravid says, he's mevar that if it's royal kabbal tumah kamacher, then by sevel tamah tumah chamura, hey me atzmam are tamei ki ilu ki blumi makamacher. It says if it was the kabbal tumah kamacher, but the makam that it's not royal kabbal tumah kamacher, so that doesn't help the din of sevel tamah tumah chamura, because let it be ki ilu ki blumi makamacher, but if it be mekab makamacher, we also wouldn't be tamei. And the Ravid says The dafke meaning of this gemara is not only that some mishtalech does not have to save a time to mechamure, but the dafke meaning is that if so, you always need hech shemayim. If the gemara is saying that the only time you have to save a time to mechamure, if it's a royal kav to makam acher, if so, you need hech shemayim, because if not, it's not royal kav to makam acher. The raiver ends off that although the sugyan zvachim kofeim and aleph holds that you need something which is royal kav to makam acher, and Sefer Tam Tum Chamura only helps that it's Ki'ilu is Mekam Mokam Acher, and therefore you need Hech Shemayim, but the other Sukkis in Shas told that you do not need Hech Shemayim either. So it comes out that David learns that it's a Machloikis, a Sukkis, the Rishash over there, in the Sukkis of Kofayim and Aleph, in Zvachim, is Marich, and the Sheet is a David, and he wants to be a Rai from Rashi in Zvachim, that he also holds a David. Now, the David was Mevah to us, in the Pshat and the Gemara in Zvachim, that the reason why you need to have Hech Shemayim, you need to be really careful to Makam Acher, is because the Gedef from Sefer Tam Tum Chamura is Ki'ilu Kibel Tum Makam Acher. The Kavod of the David is the David saying a Gedef no Iked Din of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura. The David is Mivar, the Yisoya Din of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura. How does it work? What does Sefer Tam Tum Chamura help that you shouldn't need Magar Sheretz? The Gedef Advarim is that the fact that Sefer Tam Tum Chamura, that itself is a metame. Just like if you have a sheretz touching it, the Sefer Tam Tum Chamura, that itself gives it a tumme. It's a metame. So if the gedda then is, it's ki'il kibel tum makam acher. The Sefer Tam Tum Chamura is in place of the sheretz. That's the gedda of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura. The male that I would say very gushmat, if the whole Yisrael din of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura is only that it's as if you touch the sheretz, ki'ilu is mekabel tumme, meaning to say the Sefer Tam Tum Chamura has a koyach ametame, so that only helps that you don't need the sheretz. But anything that's a tenai before that, in the re'uyas to mekabel tumme, there's no makim for the din of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura to help on that klalu klal. And that's the pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara there in Zvachim, the Gemara holds you need Hech Shemayim. You need it shouldn't be a Balchai. So now let's understand the Fidei David. What's the pshat in our sugya? Our sugya holds the Maskonas of Gemara that you don't need Hech Shemayim either. So if the Gedad Adin of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura be Kiilu Kibel Tum Makam Acher, that the Sefer Tam Tum Chamura is in place of the Sheretz, then you surely should need Hech Shemayim. The Choritz Muchach, that our Sugya has a different gather in the Iki Yisoya Din of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura, not the Pshat that's Kibel Tum Mokmacher. We have to understand what is this other gather. So the emes is, the Bia Mokon Lefalpul, that the emes in our Sugya goes with the same Halach. The Yisoya of Sefer Tam Tum Chamura is Kibel Tum Mokmacher. It's in place of the Sheretz. On Afa Pike in our Sugya holds, you don't need Hechshamayim. Behektim, a sugi chul da kufyid ches. The Gemara over there, which is a very sadistic opinion to know, which could I just speak out, even though our maskana will be with a different mahalach. The Gemara in chul kufyid ches is discussing the din of yodis latum. The halach is that when you metame something, you don't have to touch the actual keli. If you metame the yad for the keli, or the yad for the oichel, it's also tame. So the Gemara brings down different psukim. But it might be yodis v'tumah. The more of the brings the machlokes amayram, where the yad helps for hechsher, meaning to say, in order to become huchshel atumah, it has to fall out of water. Does it have to fall water directly on the pri, or is it enough if it falls the water on the yad of the pri? In the more brings the machlokes if yesh yad lehechsher. So the gemara has two mahalchim hati explain the machlokes. Iba yisay mekra, iba yisay mesvora. Iba Yisai Mekra, that we dash in by Sheretz, Joshua, to say that there is a din of Yodis. The question is whether Mikra Nidrish Lefanov, Ulefnei Fanov or not. And the Psukim first is a din of Hechsher Mayim, afterwards a din of Hechsher Sheretz. And then it says the Aloche of Yodis. The question is if we dash in the Aloche of Yodis only on the Pas of Sheretz, Hechsher Sheretz, or is going back even on Lefnei Fanov, the Psukim of Hechsher. Iba Yisei Mesvore, says the Gemara, Ma Esover Hechsher Tchilas Tomehu, U Ma Esover Hechsher Lav Tchilas Tomehu. Machloikis HaMairam is Hersha Tchilas Tume, is Hersha Lav Tchilas Tume. If you hold Hersha Tchilas Tume, so Memele has the same dinam as Tume. And if Yesh Yad Tume, so too Yesh Yad Hersha is Hersha Tchilas Tume. If you hold Hersha Lav Tchilas Tume, then you can't compare Hersha to Tume. It's two different dinam. One's Hersha and one's Tume. Chazoy Nicheskel, Chazkel Abdamski, the same Chazoy Nicheskel, is Mevar, Al Pi, the Gemara in Chulin, Lafkufit Chesam with Aleph. The Gemara over there, a very sadistic Gemara, the Gemara over there is discussing the Din Shoimer. Allah is that a Shoimer for a Pri, even though it itself is not an Oichel, after it became, since it's a Shoimer, it's Mitztarif to the Tume, and it can be Mashal Mashir Kebeye. And the Allah Shoimer you have not only by Thomas Oichlin, by Thomas Nevelis, that all these things are mashlim l'shir, a moitzi machs atume. And the Gemara over there asked the Kasha that why do you need a pasuk, an extra pasuk to teach you shoimer by Thomas Oichlin? Why can't you learn out shoimer from Thomas Oichlin, from Thomas Kalim? Just say by Thomas Kalim, you have a din of shoimer, so too by Thomas Oichlin. What do you need two pasukim for? And the Gemara says, because you have a pirche, we cannot learn out Thomas Oichlin. They have a din of shoyim mitztarif from Thomas Kalim, because there is a certain chumre in Thomas Kalim over Thomas Oichlin. Thomas Kalim are metame without hechsher. Mashaykin Zeroim need hechsher. So we see it's hard to become tame by Zeroim than by Thomas Kalim. That Gemara over there is very similar to our Gemara, where the Chum are saying a pircha against the Beicha Manuris Kavu Chaymer. But the Gemara over there ends that Rabbi Yeshua, that's not a good pircha. Says the Gemara, Dover Nifle, Yodoi Shaloi Huchsheru Ketanu Shaloi Nigme Malach Teidomi. Pays that not have a hechsher are like a tanu which didn't have gemar malach. And Rashi explains, how the hechsher la pirche, the hainu gemar malach to do. This is their gemar malach. The tanu nami below gemar malach loy tamayu. You're saying that Eichlim are more kal than Kalim because they need hechsher? No. That which you need hechsher is because the gemar melocha of oichlim is hechsher. So it's equivalent to tanur, which is loy nigmar malachtoi. A tanur should not nigmar malachtoi is also not tamei. So that which by oichlim you need hechsher is because without that it's not gemar melocha. So it comes out that we have an early gushak of tiny gemara, the gedder that didn't hechsher tumme. Lefir from the Yeshua, the gedder from the din hechshel tumme is haynu gemar malocha to do. That's their gemar malocha. Lefir the hamin from the gemar, the din of hechsher is not because the gemar malocha. It's an extra tenai that you need to have hechsher. The haynu that the way you mekabel tumme, even though you had a gemar malocha, the way you mekabel tumme is with a two step process, hechsher and then negia sheretz. It's kila chelik of the say the Kabbalah's Tumme. The emissary is Rashi and Chumash in Pasha Shemin, when he mevar the din of Hechsher Tumme, he's mevar that without the Hechsher Tumme, it doesn't have a Shem Oichel, and Kavol of Rashi is Mamash like this Gemara in Chul and Kufi, Chesom and Aleph, Rav Hunan, Rav Yeshua says, that Pei Shalei Hukshiru Ketanur, Shalei Nigmar Malach Teidami, and Rashi says, Hainu Gemar Malach Tadhu, and Rashi and Chumash is coming from this Gemara. But Kapanim comes out of Machloikis in the Gedder Din of Hechsher. Is it because of Gemar Malache, or is it a Chelik of the Seder Kabbalah's Tume? So Dr. Chatzkel Abramsky, so that's to be in the Gemara. The Gemara says that whether we could compare Hechsher from the Din of Yodis, from Tume, to Yodis of Hechsher. The Gemara says Machloikis is whether Hechsher Tchilas Tumu, or Hechsher Lab Tchilas Tumu, the Bia Machloikis is what's the Seder Din of Hechsher. Is Hechsher because of Gemar Malache, then Hechsher lav Tchilas Tumu. Hechsher is a Gemar in the Oichel. It's nothing to do with Tchilas Tumu. However, if you hold like the Habin of the Gemara, that the din of Hechsher is not because of the Gemara Malacha, the din of Hechsher is that say the Kabbalah is Tumah, that's not the two-step process, Kabbalah is Tumah. First you have Hechsher Mayim, and afterwards Negiah Sheretz. So then Hechsher Tchilas Tumu. Ilafikol, now the Kibbutz Falpul, that this needn't, back to our sugya, where the Sivat Tama Tumah Chamure helps Klape Hechsher Mayim, we can say that the Olam, the Ged of the Din of Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura is that it's Ki'ilu Kibbutz Mokam Acher. But the question is, what's he say the Din of Hechsher Mayim? If Hechsher Mayim is a Gemar Malacha, so then Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura will not help for that at all. Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura is Ki'ilu Kibbutz Mokam Acher. So only helps with something which is Roi to Mekabel Tumah. However, if the Halacha of Hechsher is it because of Tchilas Tomehu, meaning to say, it's not a gemar in the Cheftz of the Oichel to make a royal Kabbal Tomeh. No, it's a din, the state of Kabbalah's Tomeh. Kabbalah's Tomeh is the two-step process. So then, Seva Tameh Tomeh Chamure, which is Bim Koim, the Metameh, could be Bim Koim the Hechsher also. It fills in all the steps of Kabbalah's Tomeh. And just like it could fill in the step of Negiah Sheretz, so too could fill in the step of Hechshemai. That would be a very gishmake derech, the mefalpol, that's the machloikis asugis. However, alibi de emes, it's a big doichik, because pashas the gemore in chulun kofi chesem the alav is mashma le maskona, behold, that he said in Hechsher is a gemar malach, the more is mashma that we take on the pircha of Rav Yeshua, and the din of Hechshemayim is because gemar malach. And in Kol Zois, we pass in like Agamore, that Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura takes away Hechsher Mayim. Although, it's not a chelk of the state of Kabbalah's Tumah, it's a din in the Gemara Oichel. So then it needs back to what we asked, that we need a big beer, how does Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura work? So obviously, it would seem that the gedder din Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura, the fi ar sugye, is a whole different gedder than Hadarai with his mevar alibi the sugya in Zvachim. According to the sugya in Zvachim, the gedder din Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura is that it's ki'ilu kibbutz tumakom acher, and our sugya seemingly has a different gedder in the ikad din of Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura. And we have to understand what is that gedder. So I think we may be mevar that the gedder advarms as follows: the din of Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura says that since it's Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura, its din is to get a Tumas Oichlin. Meaning to say, not that the Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura is a Metame that has a Koyach HaTumah. No, that Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura gives it a din to become Tomei Tumas Oichlin. And Memeil, that's Mechayiv, that it should become Tomei, although it didn't have Negiah Sheretz. The din is that something Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura, its din is to have Tumas Oichlin. Its din is to have Tumas Oichlin. And that itself says that it will become Tomei without touching a Sheretz and without having Hechsher Mayim. This sugi in Meseches Zvachim, Hadrai with Mevar, learned the Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura is not a pshat that gives it a din to become Tomei. Rather, that's a Metamei. It's like a Sheretz. It's a type of Sheretz. It's touching itself. It's a Koyach HaTumah. And therefore, it only can help klapei Hechsher Sheretz. However, our sugi learns Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura is bechlal not the pshat that's a metamei. It's giving a tumah. Now, that itself, that's the din. That's something which is Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura. Its din is to have tumas oichlin. The choymer of being Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura gives it a din to have tumas oichlin, and that itself is mechayiv that it should have tumas oichlin without all the tenam, without Hechsher Sheretz, without Hechsher Mayim. Some Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura, that's a mechaya that should have Tumas Oichlin, and that itself makes that it has Tumas Oichlin without all the Yofanim that you need in order to get Tumas Oichlin. And the fi, however, we mevayel machlokes asugis, I think that's the bemis in the B in the Shakavataya in Ar Gemara itself. Ar Gemara is a Shakavataya where the Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura needs Hechsher Mayim. The Gemara Metchila said the whole din of Sefer Tama Tumah Chamura is only Bnegeya Hechsher Sheretz. However, you do need Hechsher Mayim. The Gemara Maskona says you don't need Hechsher Mayim either. is the Bia Nishakotai is mamish in this Nekuda. What's the gather that they didn't save time to Mechamura? The Gemara Metchila held, the whole din is only that it's Ki'ul Kibel Tumakom Acher. The save of time to Mechamura is Bimkoim Bisharitz. And if so, you surely need Hechshamayim. The Gemara Maskone is Bim Mechadish. The gather the save time to Mechamura is totally different. That the save time to Mechamura is Mechayet Shabbatum Asaychlin. The din of something which is save of time to Mechamura is to have a Tumas Oichlin, and therefore that makes it become Tomei without a Sheretz, without Hech Shemayim. And the emes is that the Rajbe, but also in the Sugya, when it's Mevar, the Habin of the Gemara, they need Hech Shemayim, is Mevar Klor, like the Mahalach from the David, and he brings it down B'Shem Rashi, and he says, B'Zel Shoyne, his beautiful Lashon from the Rajbe B'Shem Rashi, he seemed to have a Rashi which we don't have. He says as follows, Heksha Sheretz, Shein, the Mordor says Heksha Sheretz you don't need, Shein, Sheretz, Sorech L'Saknoi, U'Lachshir L'Tum Azu, Dehi Mikabeles Tumas Oichlin Me'atzmo, Hoyul V'Soif L'Tam B'Tum Echamure, Aval Heksha Mayim, Mamish Be'inon, Ki'ilu Mikabeles Tum Me'achayrim, V'Zen Ochoi. So he's Mevar Klor, the Hadmin of the Gemara was, he says a gewaltige Schei for Loschen, die Mikabeles Tumas Eichle Me'atzmo. The Gedda Sif Tab Tumme Chamur is that it's Mikabel Tumme from itself. And if so, you surely need Hechshamayim, because Lo Yehi Elz Mikabel Tumme from somewhere else, need Hechshamayim. And seemingly, that's only the Fidahamin of the Gemara. The Gemara must call it, go from the Chadish, that it's not the Gedda Sif Tab Tumme Chamur, it's not the Gedda that's Kiel Mikabeles Tumme Me'atzmo, and the Gedda Dvorim is that the din of Seif Tam Tuchamure is that the actual fact that Seif Tam Tuchamure is mechayiv that the Chetzah Shav Tumas Oichlin without Kabbalah Stumah, without Kabbalah Stumah. The Seif Tam Tuchamure gives a din to Shukam Tameh, and therefore it takes away a din of Hech Shemayim also. The Rechagav, the Iker David, that the David's Mevar, that the reason why Esoy Mishtaleach, which is about Chai, doesn't have the din of Sefer Tam Tumah Chamura is because you need that should be royal kabel to makom acher, and the Ravid says the fidat sugya you need hech shemayim also. It lechoyer very shver because in our sugya you see the our sugya holds you do not need hech shemayim, and after became the sugya is clear by us that you need something which is oimin lachila because our sugya says that you need machshove. So it's clear in our sugya that although we hold you don't need hech shemayim, but after became you do need that to be Oymel Achille. So if so, why does Rav have to say the only reason why Somish Taleach does not have Sefer Tam Tumah Chamura is only based on the fact that you need the full Ru'us to Kabbal Tumah and you need Hech Shemayim? Even if you wouldn't Hech Shemayim, still a Bal Chai would be worse off because it's not Bechlal Oymel Achille. Like you see, it's like it's Muchanar Sugya, the Tzorichi and Godel, on this order which we're asking the Rav, it ain't Kamei Koymai, but it's a Chore Bikash. On the Ikki Gemara, that the Gemara, the Chum make a pirche on the Kalva Choymer of Abircham Benuri, because Tumma Chamura does not need Hechsher, Mashenka Tumma Kala needs Hechsher. The Choyre Yesh, the Choyre, Ara Gedoyle from the Gemara in Chulam, which you mentioned before, which the Gemara with this is wanted to say that it's a pirche, but again, it didn't show him it, because we can't learn up Tumas Oichlin from Tumas Kalim, Mala Tumas Kalim, that do not need Hechsher, Mashenka Tumas Oichlin need Hechsher. And therefore, maybe it doesn't have that halacha that a shayim is makhlas a moitzim it's tarif. And the Mordechai says, no, that which you need hechsher is not considered a kula by the din of Tumas Oichlin because peidah shalei huchsheru katan shalei nigmer dami, and it's equivalent to a tanish shalei nigmer. And therefore, we don't see bechlal as extra choyim in tumah kala. So the lechoyer be a shtar ka'ara. Why by us in the Gemara, the Gemara does consider the pircha that tumas oichlin is considered more kal, harder to mikabel tumah than tumah chamura since it needs hechsher. Why is it different than that Gemara? Lechoyer the mamish the same type of pircha over there and by us and over here the Chum do say the pircha and over there the Gemara is madcha the pircha v'yesh la'ayin b'zeh. We mentioned in the last year the halacha that a oichel that was chal Hashem oichel and it's not pocket Hashem oichel until it's nifsal me'achilas kelev. So yesh la'ayin, what's the halacha, oichel, which didn't have hechsha yet, and it was chal Hashem oichel, whether you also have the halacha that even afterwards it's nifsal mechilas odom, it still retains the shem oichel until it's nifsal mechilas kelev, since at one point it's Hashem oichel. Is that only by oichel which had hechsha ready, or even by oichel which did not have hechsha? Toisus naf nunam with alif, div masal ulshin is mavur, that even by oichel did not have hechsha, also has that halacha. The rishash over there is ma'oyder from this gemara in Chulin that peyder shaloi huchshur ki tanish le nigmer melachte dami. The rishash tainus if so comes out and the cold manna wasn't huchshar, it wasn't roy bechlal for tumah. And the gemara in Musachas Krisis and Mavur, the yisoy that din that if oichel was chal shem oichel, the retained shem oichel, the yisoy that din is because once it was noches for din tumah, it was ready had a din to mekabel tumah. So retains that halacha. So the Shash asks, L'choyer Kolzman didn't have Hechsher. It wasn't Nigma yet. It's din to have Tumah. Like you see that, Mark calls it a Tanish L'Nigma Dami. And Taka wants to tie now like Toysvis. And maybe you have Taka Mayan, one who has to be Mayan. Taka, what's Taka, the Kuda, why Toysvis not masking to this Taina? But that's his order, which is a very Gishmaka order. Up here, this Yisoid in Hechsher, that Hechsher is not din in Tchilas Tumah. Rather, Hechsher is a Tanai in Ikapri to be considered a oichel gomer. Now let's continue on in this sugya. The Gemara continues on. Omar Rove umoyde b'yoichel al ina ma'is machshav eschiba shemal chibur. The Gemara is going back on the Gemara of Nunam and Beis, which the Gemara is mechadish a chiddush Rabbi Yochanan that machshav eschiba lo yishmal chibur, machshav eschaim lo yishmal chibur. The Gemara before was discussing negate tumas oichelin. If you have something which is not oimel achila and machshava as a koyach to miyachad lachila, whether the machshava has to be dafka when it's talush or can be even when it's mechuber. And Rabbi Yochanan said the halacha is it has to be when it's talush. Machshava is chibur lo yishma chibur. So now the Gemara is discussing what's the halacha negate meiser, meaning to say one of the tnaim in the chiyah meiser is it has to have a shem oichel to it. So if you have something which is not oimel lachila, does not have Hashem Oichel, so does not become Tovul of Meiser, does not have a Chiva Frosha of Meiser. So the question is, Machshove helps on it. If you meyachad it for Machshove for Oichel, then it becomes Oichel, it becomes Chayiv and Tevel. The question is, whether the Machshove B'Shatz Mechuber has a din of Machshove, or no, Machshove Chibur will not help you, because Machshove Chibur lo yishma Chibur. So Rav is mechadish that although Rabbi Yochanan said machshav is chibur lo yishma machshav, that's only when you get tumas oichlin. However, when it comes to the din oichel which is needed for meiser, then we say machshav is chibur shma machshav. Rav Ashi is choylik. Rav Ashi holds that Rabbi Yochanan is not mechabling tumas oichlin and meiser, and just like when you get tumas oichlin, when you need machshav of chibur does not help. So too, when it comes to the chiv meiser, the din tevel for meiser, it's only where a machshava will only help if it's not mechuber. And the Rambam, the halacha paskins like that, like Rav Ashi, that Rabbi Yochanan's halacha machshava is chibur lo yishma chibur is bein benegeya the halacha of tumas oichlin, bein benegeya the halacha of meiser, and machshava is chibur lav klumu. It's a Rambam in Perek Beis Mitzrumus Halacha Beis. Now, let's first understand what the Yisoyah Din of Machshav Eschibur Lo Yishma Chibur is, and how does it apply to Meiser. So, in the Sugya of Nafnun, we discuss two Mahalach about to understand. We sit over the Mahalach of the Mikdash Tovid, which he understands that the Pshat is because Kol Zman Sadim Shem Mechuber does not, it cannot be Chal in Hashem Oichel, but Yisoyah Din of Mechuber Lekaika does not have a shem of oichel, and the machshava has to be making into oichel. It's not shy to do that. Kol zman it's mechuber, because something which is mechuber cannot have, and cannot be chal in a shem oichel. So lefi that, the bia of the shayal bias is the exact same thing. The Rav here also does not apply. And we here also, it's not shy to be meichel in a shem oichel. Kol zman it's mechuber cannot have a shem oichel. We were marech to mechich a different mahalich. We medayik from Rashi. Rashi Nafnunam Beis Mavur that the Lomdus is a different Lomdus totally. Rashi says that the reason why Machshavas Chibur Lo Yishma Chibur is because machshava cannot help his man. It's not about kabbalah's tumah. Machshava only can help in his man that shayetim kabbal tumah, and it's negeya the shemoichel. Then it can be chaldish the machshava, but it's mechuber. It's not about kabbalah's tumah. It can be chaldish shemoichel. And the MSC is the Ritva and the Afnunim and Bey is even more mefurish, that's the problem of Machshava's Chibur, that since it's not Roy of Kabbalah's Tumah, it's not Shaykh Machshava. So let's understand the three that, so how is that applicable by Meiser? So the Pshat's very poshut. Meiser also, the Loch is, that it's not Shaykh to make Afrosh's Trumas and Meiser is, on some Shemachubal Karka. The Gemara Mesechus Kiddushin of Samach Beis, says the halacha is ema frishim atol shal mechuber, so it's mavur v'dir, and something shal mechuber lekarka is not shayich to have a frosh shumas and maestris. And so machloik is Rashi in Toysis over there, what the reason is. Rashi says because it says, the goncha, midi the midgan, you need something which is shayich to make digun on it, to make miruach, ma she'enke kolman shal mechuber lekarka, it's not midi the midgan. Toysis says it's nismais from a different pasuk, it says, barimcha mechel b'mimenu, mimenu v'loim mechuber, but Ben Kach comes out, the tongue of Mechuber is not Shaykh Afrosha, which in truth means to say that it's a Mufka from the whole Shem Tevel. The whole Shem Tevel can only be Chal when it comes to Holush. Because Manas Mechuber, it can't be Chal Shem Tevel Bechlal. So if so, it's very moving that over here is Shaykh the same Chisoran. Just like we say, Benigea, Tumas Oichlin, a Yichud for Machshava for Tumas Oichlin doesn't help, but Manas Aroi for Tumas Oichlin, Kabbalah's Tumah. So too, when it comes to machshava and again ma'aser, which means to say a machshava to make it tovul la frosh shumus and ma'aseris, machshava only could help in his man that it's a bar tevel, something which it's a bar frosh. It can be tevel. Mashen calls man mechuber, which is mufka from being tovul for shumus and ma'aseris, machshava cannot help. So it's the exact same lomdus yad over there is applicable over here. Now let's try to understand what's the machloikis rova. And Rav Ashi. The emphasis is Rav Ashi, Svaris Pashit. Why should it be Chaluk? Just like over there we say, Machshav is Chibur, Lo Yishma Chibur. So too Meiser. Why does Rav hold that Rav Yechon is Moedim Nigei Meiser, and although by Tumas Oichel, Machshav is Chibur, Lo Yishma Chibur, by Tumas Oichel, Shma Chibur. The same Chisoyim you have over there, in Tumas Oichelin, you also have a Meiser. So why should Rav Yechon be Moedim by Nigei Meiser, Machshav is Chibur, Shma Chibur. Shma Machshav. So, I would like to offer the following pshat. Behechtim, that the ikedin that you need Hashem oichel, we have by Tumas oichel, we have by Meiser, acholuk b'yisoy dinam. In Tumas oichelin, the iked Shem tume is an oichel. So the ikedin is told in Hashem oichel. Oichel is mekabel tume, keil is mekabel tume, oichel is mekabel tume. The ikedin Tumas tume is dependent and on the Shem Oichel. But again, Meiser, the Ike Chiyuv that doesn't do with Oichel. The Ike Chiyuv is Gedulim and Oretz. Just as a Tanai, which Gedulim and Oretz is Nischaiv, through that which is Nischadim and Oretz, something which is the Oichel. The Din Oichel is not the Ike Din Chiyuv, it's not the Oichel, the Ike Din Chiyuv is Gedulim and Oretz. It's Mitanoi HaChiyuv that has to be Oichel. So if so, could be like this. The longest of Machshavas Chibur, Lo Yishma Chibur is that since it's not Bar Kabbalah Tumah, Bar Kabbalah's Tumah, so therefore it's not Shaykh to be Chal the Machshavah. Machshavah can't be Chal. So let's think. When he thinks that this person has Machshavah to use it for Oichel, Matzis Advarim is that right now it's Oymah to be used for Oichel. He's the Bailim, he's the owner, and he's planning to use it for Oichel. But doesn't help because for the din machshav it's not enough that he's planning to do it. It has to be chal the cheftze of the oichel in the object which one wants to come to, that we want it to become tamei. It has to be chal in it a cheftze of Hashem oichel. And that was saying that since it's not about kabbalah's tume, it's not chal the machshav and the cheftze of the oichel. But when we're going to think whether b'metzias it's oymer lachila, soib kot soib metzias it's oymer lachila. He's the bailim and he's planning to eat it. Just it's not chal the chefze. Machshav is chibur, lo yishma chibur means to say, machshav is not chal in the chefze to make it, to be meichel and Hashem oichel. So if so, I think the pshat is that Rava held that which you need bechlal, that should be chal in the chefetz Hashem oichel, that's only when you get tumas oichlin, which the ikad din is a din from tumas oichlin. Masha'enk, when it comes to meiser, the din oichel does not have to be chal the chefetz. The ikad is that it's a gedulum in the oretz, which is oimid lachile. It's oimid to be eaten. It doesn't have to be chal that it's chal the chefetz, that it becomes oichel. And if so, Rava holds, the whole chisoy machshavas chibur is only b'negeya, it should be chal, the machshav and the chavtze, that's only shaykh, when it's shaykh that din, it's shaykh the Tumas Oichlin, then it can be chal, the Shem Oichel, b'negeya Tumas Oichlin. But Mashaykh over here, which you don't need b'chal, should be chal, the chavtze, the Shem Oichel, so over here does not apply the chisoy of machshavas chibur, loishma chibur, loishma machshavas, soif kol soif, since he's planning to use it for that, it's oimel achila. And that's the Nukuda Ravashi's Chol. Ravashi holds that although by Meiser, the Ikedin is Gedulim in Oretz, and Oichel is only a Tanai, but Avah B'Kain, it also needs that should be Chal Hashem Oichel in the Cheftze. And if Machshav is Chibush, Loishma Chibur, tells us that that Kozman's Mechub and Machshav can't be Meichel in the Cheftze Hashem Oichel, so then it won't become Tovel, the Chumas of Meisers also. The kudas of machloekes with Rav and Ravashi is in the din oichel of meiser. Does it have to be chal the chefetz like tumas oichlin, or the ikar is oimel achila? And that is dependent. The shaila when the machshav is chibur, lo yishol chibur will be a problem in meiser, because the only time it's a problem is when we're discussing the chalois and the chefetz. Now let's continue on to the bottom of the amud, the gemara, the bottom of the amud aleph, the gemara on the base, the gemara has a discussion, what's the halacha of Shevis? The Hainu, something which is only osi for tam, and not to eat it by itself. The Gemara discusses, what's its halacha? Meaning to say, does it have a Shem Oichel, or does it not have a Shem Oichel? A normal Oichel is Nechal b'fnei atzma, it's eaten. Something which is only made in the taima, does it have a Shem Oichel, does it not have a Shem Oichel? And the Gemara brings a stira in this shaila. The Mishnah in Peya, Peregim Mishnah Beis, over there the Mishnah is Mavur that Shevis is Chayiv in Peya, and we know that Peya has to be a Oichel, it's one of the Tanom in Peya, so from the fact you see that it Shevis is Chayiv in Peya, is Muchach, that although it's only time of either Afa Pikein, it has a Shem Oichel. On the other hand, the Gemara brings a Mishnah Uktsin, a Mishnah Uktsin has a Machloikis, a Beichan, a Benurin, a Bekiva, whether it could be nikach b'kesef meiser. Rabbi Kiva said that nikach b'kesef meiser ain't matam tumas oichlin. And Rabbi Yechon Benuri says that if tumas b'kesef meiser sheini and tumas oichlin have the same halacha, and if it's nikach b'kesef meiser, there should be tumas oichlin, and if it's not matame, then it shouldn't be nikach b'kesef meiser. And Rabbi Yechon Benuri said, nimnu v'gomru, she'ein nikach b'kesef meiser, ein matame tumas oichlin. Sheves does not, can't be nikach b'kesef meiser, and cannot have tumas oichlin. So we see over there from that Mishnah, that Sheves does not have tumas oichlin. So you see clearly that Sheves does not have a Shem oichel, because since it's only the time avide, it's not have a Shem oichel. So we have a steed over here, whether Shevis has a Shem Oichel. The Gemara pavons that maybe you'll say that B'negei Tumas Oichel doesn't have a Shem Oichel. But maybe B'negei Peya has a Shem Oichel. Maybe you need more of a Shem Oichel B'negei Tumas Oichel than B'negei Peya. And the Gemara says that it can't be, because the Mishnah says, Kol Shechai V'Peya Chai V'Meiser. That's the Mishnah of Nunam Adalif. And there's another Mishnah and the Nunam Adalif that says, Kol Shechai B'Meiser B'Tamei Tumas Oichlin. So it comes out, if Shevis is Chai B'Peya, then it's for sure Chai B'Meiser, and anything which is Chai B'Meiser is B'Tamei Tumas Oichlin. So it comes out that the Shem Oichel of Peya, it has the Shem Oichel, same Shem Oichel as Tumas Oichlin. So if Shevis has a Shem Oichel B'Nigei Peya, that means it has a Shem Oichel B'Nigei Tumas Oichlin. So if so, it's a Lehadi the Kastira between the Mishnah in Peya and the Mishnah in Uktsin. Now, before we go to the Gemara's Teretz, let's just understand the need of the Gemara. What's the Shaila? What's the beer of the study of Gemara? Whether Shevis, which is only the time Avida, has a Shem Oichel or not. So one could have understood the pshat is because these things are such things which right now cannot be eaten. It's only able to be eaten when you mix it into another meichel. So the question is, whether do we say it since right now, how it's oimid right now, it's not oimid lachile, doesn't have a shem oichel, or since achad tikkun, after you mix it into something else, you're able to eat it, has a shem oichel. That would be the shaila. However, Tosfos in the Masechel im is meichiach from Rai, the Sata Pshat, because Bemisin, that which it needs a tikkun after you mixed in, would not be a reason to hold back the Shem Oichel, since it's a tikkun kal, it's very easy to give it, to be eat it, just mix it into something else, that which you have to mix it in would not be considered a mechus, a nice to say that it's not a oichel at this point. Rather, the shaila Tosfos explains is, because this is something which is not roi b'fnei atzmoi. It's only u'yis la'chile is only when it's metabol something else. Only b'toyras tavlin something else. To give tav to something else. That's the shaila. Do we say since it's not roi b'fnei atzmoi ta'chile, therefore doesn't have a shem achile, doesn't have a shem oichel, or since soif kol soif, together with something else, it is nechal, it has a shem oichel. That's what's the mavur and toisvis, that's the study of shaila. For the Shem Oichel, do you need that it should be Nechal with Tzadatzmai? Or, if it's Nechal with something else, it's also enough to have a Shem Oichel. L'choyre yesh l'hoisif, that could be take, that mitzada which is Nechal, but it doesn't have a Shem Oichel, because it's not Nechal with Tzadatzmai. And the Tzad that should have a Shem Oichel is for this Siba itself that it's oimid to metabol oichel, that itself gives it a shem oichel. Meaning to say, that which it has the shimush of being giving tavlin, giving tam to something else, that itself gives it a chashivus oichel. So not just the fact because the mice it's nechal together, rather it's chashivus achile is misad it's koyach to be metabol. It has a koyach to give flavor to something else, and it gives a flavor to another meichel, that itself gives it a chashivus oichel. And that's the two tzadim of the Gemara, whether to have a Shem Oichel has to be that it's something which is a Necham to the Atzmai, or the fact itself that it has the Koyach to give flavor into another Meichel, that itself gives it a Shem Oichel. So the Gemara Maskana comes out that something which is the Taima Avida does not have a Shem Oichel. And that which the Mishnah says in Maseches, hey, that Sheves is Chayiv, it's talking about Sheves, which is Oymed Lekamach. Sheves Asuyo Lekamach, Rashi explains, it means a Sheves, which they used to crush it and put it into a Kutach. Kutach is a dish made out of milk, and other Macholim, which we have Maseches Pesachim, other places in Shas. And then, used to eat the actual Sheves, not for its flavor, for the actual guf of the Meichel, became a chelik of the guf of Meichel. So over there, it's for sure, it's not a time of Eden, therefore it has a Shem Oichel. Ashenke, the Mishnah Uktsin says before that Sheves does not have a Shem Oichel. It's not Nikach because of Meiser, does not have a time of Thomas Oichlin. It's talking about, it's not a Suya Lekamach. And rather, it's a Suya to use it as a spice, as a flavor. And the Gemara is Moisiv that Minastam, every Sheves is oimid for Kamach Take. Normal Sheves is Take oimid to use as part of the Kutach Meichel, and it's Necham Tzadatzmoy. And the Mishnah in Uktzin is talking about a case where it was set aside for Gdeire, was set aside only for a spice, only for a tavlin. Now, there's a problem over here. The Gemara brings down another Mishnah in Uktzin. The Mishnah in Uktzin says, Sheves that was used as a flavor, as a spice. So once it gave a tam, then it doesn't have any tumas oichlin anymore. Rambam explains in tumas oichlin, it's like zevel, it's like garbage now. It's used up. Somebody having chicken soup, you put in parsley, and after it gave a tam, there's nothing left to it. So the same thing over here is Sheves, after it gave Tam ready, so then does not have Tumas Oichlin. So the question over here is as follows. The Gemara is Mechir from this Mishnah, that the Mishnah's Mashm only Mishnah knows the Tam, then the Halacha is that it doesn't have Tumas Oichlin, but before it was Nosna Tam, it does have Tumas Oichlin. The Gemara explains, because Tam Sheves is Asuya Lekamach. The question is, but although it's true, Stam Sheves is Zuyil Kamach, but there is such a Sheves, which is Osil Likdeir. Ask the Mishnah looks in that the Rabbi Yochanan ben Uri and Rabbi Akiva both say that Sheves is not a Tumas Leichlin. It's talking about a Sheves which is made for Akdeira. So Lechoyre, let's understand this other Mishnah. The Mishnah says Sheves which was put into a pot once it gave Tam doesn't have Tumas Leichlin. Lechoyre, as soon as you put it into the pot, right now this Sheves became a Sheves which is also Akdeira. It's not a Sheves which is made for Kamach. You put it into the pot to be used as a flavor. So if so, even before it gave Tam, it should lose its Tumas Oichlin. Because now, right now, it's not a Stam Sheves anymore. Stam Sheves is Suya L'Kamach. But once you put it into the pot, now it's already a Sheves, which is a Suya L'Kadeir. It's a Sheves, which is Oymed, to be used as a flavor, as a spice. So it should lose its Tumas Oichlin at that point. This is L'Choyer, a big kasha on Argamod. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Metumas Oichlin Locha Zayin says as follows. He says, Hasheves stomoi lachilas kufoi kishayi rokis. Hasod. V'im chishev olov l'gdeire einoi mustami Tumas Oichlin. So stam Sheves is oimid lachile, but im chishev olov l'gdeire einoi mustami Tumas Oichlin. Then the Rambam continues on, and the Rambam says, Hashavus mishenos atam b'kdeira areze kizevel. And now the Rambam says that mechishav lo v'kdeira einu mustami tumas leichlin. The Rambam is masik oma avram loikein she'en yoytzin midei tume b'machshove ad she'titin tam b'kdeira. The Rambam says that although stam Shavus is oimil achilas gufoi mechishav lo v'kdeira einu mustami tumas leichlin, says the Raiva, it's not true. Ein yoytze midei tumme b'machshove ad she'titin tam b'kdeira. The Kesem Mishnah is miskasha what the Raiva means to ask, and he asks, it's before Shargum Morak, the Rambam, the Klolim, it's tam Sheves is matame, if it's a suya l'kdeira, it's tam istame, what does the Raiva mean to be masik of here? So I think the pshat is as follows. Now which we say about us in the sugya, although Stam Sheves is a Suy L'Kamach, but if it's a Suy L'Kdeire, then it does not have Tumas Oichlin. And that's what the Mishnah Uktzin is discussing, Ein Anikich B'Kasse Meiser, Ein Anikich Tumas Oichlin. Yesh L'Ayin, how does a Sheves become a Suy L'Kdeire? Stam Sheves is a Suy L'Kamach. How do you make a Sheves a Suy L'Kdeire? So there's two ways you can explain it. One way would be that if mitchilas azriya, when you planted this Sheves, you had a mind, you're planting it for the use of a spice, then it becomes a suya l'kdeira. Or, you could say, that as long as you had a machshove to be used as a kdeira, for a spice, it becomes a suya l'kdeira. Meaning to say, even though mitchilas azriyosoi was planted Stam, was planted plain, which means that it's considered a suya l'kamach, was planted for a kamach. Like Stam Sheves is oimer to be used as, in the kutach, porridge. But as soon as you have machshove to use it as a, for a spice, then it becomes a suya l'kdeira. The Rambam says that when im chishav lov l'kdeira, ainim istam tumas oichlin. It's a mavur in the Rambam. In order to become a suya l'kdeira, you don't need the fact that it was planted for a k'deira. As long as it's a machshove, that's enough to make it a suya l'kdeira. It's mefurish to Rambam, like the second sat. So I think the Raivid means the masig on this halacha. The Raivid means the masig that's not true. Through machshove, it won't become a suya l'kdeira. A suya l'kdeira for our sugi means that mitchilas riyosoi, it was planted for a k'deira. But with machshove, it will not become a suya l'kdeira. And I think it's about mefurish in Loshon HaRaivad. Loshon HaRaivad is, Om Avram loikein, she'en yoytzi midei tume b'machshove, en yoytzi midei tume machshove. Meaning to say that Raivad is saying, Elom Dush HaSoga, that what are you telling me that with machshove, it becomes a suya l'kdeira, before you had the machshove, It was such a Sheves, which had a dintim kabel tumah. So since it's already chal din that had a dintim kabel tumah, ein yoytzi midei tumah machshove. It's not yoytzi midei tumah with machshove. It retains halacha. And I think what the David means, it means halacha, which we discussed many times already, that the halacha is always that something which was tzchal Hashem oichel, even though after it was, that's roi lechilas adam, tzchal Hashem oichel, even though later becomes nifsal mechilas adam, as long as it's not nifsal mechilas kelev, it retains the Shem oichel. So you see over there, that something which became oichel, holds on to Shem oichel. That's what I've seen masig, ein yoitzin, midei tum machshove. It's not, yoitzin midei tum machshove, retains its Shem oichel. And the Ravid is Messiahim, and Yitzim they tum Achshava Achetit and Tambek Deira. The Ravid means to say that the only way it could lose its Tumas Eichlin is Mishenosa Tambek Deira, but then it's a whole different problem. That once it gave Tambek Deira, then it becomes Zevel. It's nothing to it. It becomes a piece of garbage. And I think the Ravid means to bring a riot to what he's saying. Mamash from the Kash, which we asked before, the Mishnah says, Mishnosa Tambek Deire, then it doesn't have Tumas Eichlin. The Ravid means to say, what he needed Mishnosa Tam for? According to you, the Rambam, as soon as you put it in, put into the pot, then you already have Machshove for Tumas Eichlin, for Kteire, and it's in Tumas Eichlin. So what he needed, the whole din of Mishnosa Tambek Deire, when's that Negeya? Ella Mai, like I'm saying, Ein Yitzim in the Machshove, Ein Yitzim they tum Machshove. That's the time. Then doesn't have Tumas Eichlin, but he then becomes Zevel. So Imamish means to bring a raya to what he's saying from this second Mishnah Ugsin that says that Mishnosa Tam Bekedere doesn't have Tumah. So back to the Kasha which we asked. So we asked the Kasha, when's in the Gein Aloche of Nosa Tam Bekedere typically that now became, as soon as you put into the pot, it became Asur Lekedere. So according to the Ravid, this kash is not shveb at all. According to the Ravid, with machshove, it does not come as suyulik deire. The only way it can come as suyulik deire is if in tchila zriyosoi was nizra for the purpose of using it as a spice. The shita said Rambam, the kash will be very shveb. The Rambam says clearly, im chishav alov luk deire, einim stamma tumas leichlin. So when's in Egeya, the halacha, mishnosa tam luk deire, and it's really very boiled to shayla, in the reading of the Rambam says Allah Mechishlag Deira Ainam Ustama Tumas Eichlin. A line later he says that Mishanosna Tambik Deira, then it doesn't have Tumas Eichlin. How does one line go with the other line? So in the Shapsi Frankel Rambam, they have the Chedush for the Marie Kulkis. So he says a Mahalach to Miyasha this Kasha, and it's different Mahalchim, but the Mahalchim I should like to say over is as follows. He says that putting Sheves into a pot is not considered a Machshav Gemurah to be used as a spice, because you still could be that you'll change your mind. Right now you're putting in for that. It's not considered a Machshav Gemurah for a final Achlote, a final decision to be used as kedeira. You're putting it in it right now to give spice. Maybe you'll decide to eat it. Chishav alav is only when there was a machshave that I'm going to use it only for this. So that's the pshat, that the din of shenosa tam b'kedeira is negeya when you put it into a pot, which that putting it in does not have a din of machshave, and it still retains its prior din of asur lekamach. And the Vadir's Negei Halacha, Mishnosa Tam B'Kedeira, becomes Zevel, then it does not have Tumas Eichlin. But Enechanami, if you had a direct Machshava that you're using it only for this, only for Kedeira, then it would lose its tin Tumas Eichlin as soon as you put it into the pot. However, the Mishnah, the Stam Nesin in that pot is not considered Achlota Gemura. As they state, in the Rikurkis, it's a Chiddush and Svara. In Svara, one would have thought not like that, that once you put it into the pot for Kedeira, but that's the Marie Kurt who says, but that's a Rambam. In the Ikim Achloikas Rambam and Ravid, whether Chishval Vagdeire is Mafkia, it's Din Tumas Eichlin, or not, Ravid Tain is Ein Yoitzim, they Tumas Machshav Baalme. I think the Rambam and Ravid are going to be Tossam. In Perek Beis, Tumas Eichlin, Aloch Yudal, and Aloch Yudches, is a Machloikas Rambam and Ravid how to learn the cloud which we have in Sechas Krisis, that something which was became a oichel, doesn't lose its tin oichel until it's nifsal mechilas kelev. The Rambam learns that's only something which already became tamei. once it became Tomei, doesn't lose its Tomei until after it's Nisam Echilas Kelev. However, if it did not become Tomei yet, so then as soon as it became Ein Roil Echilas Adam, it loses its din Tomei, its din that it can become Tomei. The Raivid learns that as long as it's Chalash, even though it did not become Tomei yet, as long as it's Chal Shem Oichel and it's able to become Tamei, it has the halacha that it retains the Shem Oichel until it sniffs on Mechilas Kelev. So Ibn Zayd is very geshmak that the Ravid is going to Shitasai, that once it's Chal Shem Oichel, it's not Paka, so if so, over here also, since before you had the Machshavas Kedere, it had a Shem Oichel, it's considered that it already has a din for Tomei, Ein Yoyitzim Dei Tomei, Machshavas, however the Rambam holds, with having a din that you can become a Tomei, that's not Nichal the Klal, but Ein Yoytzi Midei Tomei. It's not considered Midei Tomei, but that which can become Tomei. Ein Yoytzi Midei Tomei is only when it actually became Tomei. So I'm right with Gon Shitosim. Afterwards I found that the Oich Leneb Asun Asugye, it says, Kemat Arbiyer, the Machlek Zam Meravid, that the Gon Shitosim, Ayin Shabbat Vorov, we were a little more marchev in the pshat, but the same mahalach kamat ois ba'ois, and says it with there in the Oruch Lenev and Anesi Tuva. The Rambam in Perek Zayin in Hilchas Ma'aseh Shein Aloch Yud says over there is discussing the Aloch Nikochem Bekesef Ma'aseh. That's the more it brings down the machloikus of Kiva and Meicha Benuri that the Aloch is Ma'aseh Sheini. You could be poide onto money, and afterwards, you have to take the Ma'aseh Sheini, and you have to buy with it an Oichel. So, Akiva held that you're able to buy with it Sheves, even though it's only the time Avida, although it doesn't have Tumas Oichel, it's Nikochem Kesef Ma'aseh, and Abayich Benuri said no. The Loch of Nikochem Kesef Ma'aseh has the same Klolim as Tumas Oichel, both are only by some which is Oichel, and therefore, since Sheves doesn't have Tumas Oichel, it's not considered an Oichel, so too cannot be Nikach B'Kesef Meiser, Meiser Sheini, Kesef Meiser Sheini can only be used to buy something which is Oichel. So the Rambam over there brings the Chilik of Argon Mori of Asur L'Kamach or L'Kedere, B'Zal Loshen, Im Litin Tam B'Kedere, Eino Nikachas, V'im L'Kamach Uki Yoitzeboi, Shu Oichel Gufe, Nilkachas B'Kesef Meiser. Rama says, Hashavis, if you're buying it lit in Tambik Deire, then you cannot buy it. If you're buying it for Kamach, then you could buy it. What does the Rama say? What does the Rama mean to say that Rama says, Hashavis, im lit in Tambik Deire en Nikachas? Does he mean to say, if it was Nisyachet for that, such a Hashavis, which was Nisyachet for Deire? Or does the Rama mean to say, what are you buying it for? Are you buying it for the purpose of using it for data? Are you buying it for the purpose of kamach? The Rambam is kama mafurish bil shaynai, medui kete bil shaynai. The Rambam is not discussing at all how the Shevus was nikba. Rather, what are you buying it for? The Rambam says, a Shevus, im litin tambik data, ein nikachas, v'im likamach, nilkachas. It's mashal Rambam, it's all dependent on what your plan is. What are you planning to use it for? The Choyre, it's a kavias in the Shevis. Is this a Shevis which is oimel lekamach, a Shevis which is oimel lekdeir? So the Rambam should have said, if the Shevis was stam Shevis, it's a sui lekamach, ain't nikachas. If it was chishav alav lekdeir, then nikachas. Why does the Rambam koveya? It's depending on what your plan is. So it's near for the Rambam that Ma'aseh Sheini has a different klal. It's not dependent b'chlal on the kviyas in the chefze. It all depends on what you plan to use it for. That's what's meduik heitev in the Rambam. So the shaila, what's the biyad varim? Why is it different than our sugya? So I think it's mavur in the Rambam here, a very big yisoid. That which Ma'aseh Sheini needs oichel, it's not the pshat that's a din in the chefze, that the thing you're buying has to be a oichel. Just like tumas oichel, chefze has to be a oichel, so too, when again, Ma'aseh Sheini, you have to buy something which has a Shem Oichel to it. Rather, the halacha is that you have to use Ma'aseh Sheini for l'shimush achila. You're buying something which the shimush which you can have from it is a shimush which is called achila. It's all it's aloche. The shimush of the thing you're buying will be a shimush of achila. It's not a din that the cheftze that you're buying is a oichel. Rather, the shtamshis which you're going to use with the, through the kesef ma'aseh sheni will be a shtamshis of achila. So if so, the Rambam holds that when it comes to tumas oichlin, then it's dependent on the kviyas and the cheftze. When it comes to halacha of ma'aseh sheni, it all depends on what your plan is. Are you planning to use it for ma'aseh sheni, for kamach? You plan to use it for gedera? That's the kveya, because it's not the bechal dependent on the shem oichel. And as you go el kula el chumre, that something which was made suya le kamach, and you're planning to use it for gedera, even if you hold like the ravid holds that machshove kat mafkia. Over here, it wouldn't be a problem, because over here, you plan to use it for kamach. And the other way around. Let's say it was a suya l'gdeira, and you're planning now to use it for a kamach, even without changing the status of the thing. Let's say the machshava can change the status of the thing, afa b'kein, it wouldn't be a problem, because you're planning to use it for a gdeira. That's what being mavur, in the Rambam, d'achzach, gewaldige, you say this thing in our sugya, it's cholok, the din ma'aseh sheni, and the din of Tumas Oichel and the Din Oichel. Afterwards, I found that Reb Chaim Kanievsky in a Sefer Divrei Amune on this Rambam in Bialoche in Mamish Medayik this Diuk. He doesn't say the full beer, but Mamish this Aloche that when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, it's not dependent on the Kvis and the Chevtze, only dependent on what you plan to do with it. L'fi this, I think we can have a beautiful beer in the Machlokes Ibrichim Menuri Reb Akiva. Rabbi Kiva says that Sheves is nikach b'kesef ma'aseh sheni. Now, although it doesn't have tumas oichlin, afa pikein, it could be used for kesef ma'aseh sheni. Rabbi Yechon Menuri taines on him that why are they different? If nikach b'kesef ma'aseh should have tumas oichlin, if it doesn't have tumas oichlin, it shouldn't be nikach b'kesef ma'aseh. So it's not very straight to understand what's Rabbi Kiva's svara. So lefi what we're mavar now. Could be like this. What's the Yisrael Advarim of Sheves? Sheves, it's a time Avide, it's not, doesn't have a Shem Oichel. Rabbi Kiva held that the Chisor of the time Avide is a Chisor in the Cheftze. The Cheftze does not get a Shem Oichel. However, when we want to think whether the Shtamshis is considered a Shtamshis of Achille, that Rabbi Kiva held that the time Avide is not a problem. Since Soikol Soif, you're using it to give flavor to something, and it's going to be nechal, but to this flavor, it's considered a shtamshus of achila. It's not enough that the chetz should be shabashem oichel to it, or by the shtamshus of it, the use is considered a shtamshus of achila. And they was very geshmach, says Rebbe Kiva, when it comes to tumas oichlin, that you need the shem oichel, then since the time avide, doesn't have a shem oichel. But when it comes to ma'is sheni, which we were miyasid, we were learned up in the Rambam, that over there, you do not need this Shem Oichel Nechevtze. The whole thing is that it should be used for a Shtamshis of Achille. Over there, time Avide is not a problem. Because although it's only the time Avide, it does have to it a Shem of a Shtamshis of Achille. And for Nikich B'Kesem Meiser, I don't need that you should be buying something which is Oichel. I just need that you're using it, that you're buying something which you're going to use for a Shtamshis of Achille. Rabbi Yechon Menuri is choylik, and he holds that although the Ikki Yisoid is true, that when it comes to Ma'aseh Sheni, it's only a din that you need a Shtamshis of Achille, the Shem Oichel, but he understands that the Chisron of Taim Avide is a svar that it's not considered a Shtamshis of Achille either. And he says, Mamonim Shach, if a Taim Avide is considered a Shtamshis of Achille, then it should be considered a Oichel also. If you say it's not a Oichel, then obviously you're not considering it as Shtamshis of Achille. Rabbi Yechon Menuri does not hear that the time Avide, you could split it up and say, it's a Shtamshis of Achille, doesn't have a Shem Oichel. If it's considered Shtamshis of Achille, then it would have a Shem Oichel to it also. And that's why he says, the time Avide goes Akad Ekach, that it doesn't have a Shtamshis of Achille either, and that's why it's not Nikach B'Kesef Ma'aser. I think it's a very beautiful beer in the Mechlokes Rabbi Yechon Menuri and Rabbi Akiva. According to, based on what we just said, it will be mavur heitiv the toisus. Toisus as a kasha, Rabbi Yechon Menuri says that kesef, that the klolim of meiser, nikach b'kesef meiser, and tumas oichlin are one. And anything which is nikach b'kesef meiser has tumas oichlin, anything which is not tumas leichon is not nikrim kesef ma'aser. Taisus asks, but dib maskel im, the modern Eidavan says that koir is nikrim kesef ma'aser, the ainim b'tama tumas leichon. Koir is something which grows on a palm tree, and the bark of a palm tree, and Allah is that it's nikrim kesef ma'aser, and it's not b'tama tumas leichon. So we see clearly over there that it's mischalik, the din of nikrim kesef ma'aser and tumas leichon. So Taisus explains, no. Kor, the ouch doesn't have tumas leichlin means that the way it comes off raw, off the tree, doesn't have tumas leichlin. But it is possible to cook it very well, and to fry it, and to make it into oichel. It can have tumas leichlin. So, something which could eventually have tumas leichlin can be nikach b'kesef ma'aser, although right now at this point, it doesn't have a shem oichel yet. That which we say, nikach, that Ma'aser Shein and Tumas Leichlin have the same klal, it means something which cannot come to Tumas Leichlin, even in the future, cannot be nikra b'kesef ma'aser. But something which is able to get to Tumas Leichlin, although at this point it doesn't have the Shem Leichlin yet, af b'kein, it can be nikra b'kesef ma'aser. So that's a pshat. Kor, it could come to Tumas Leichlin. So although right now it doesn't have Tumas Leichlin, since it could come to Tumas Leichlin, it's Nikach B'Kesem Meiser, Mashen could be also in this sugya, which the Sheves cannot even come to Tumas Leichlin. It cannot come to Tumas Leichlin, because it's at only the time of Avida, so therefore it cannot be Nikach B'Kesem Meiser. So what's the Hezbollah in Taisa? Taisa says that for Kesef Ma'aser Shein, we do not need a Shabbat Tumas Leichlin now, as long as that it's able to come to Tumas Leichlin. What we mayasid, it's mavur ha'etiv. When it comes to Kesef Ma'aser Shein, I don't need bechlal to have a Shem Oichel. The ikar is that you're buying it for a shimush of achila. So, memeila, as long as I could bring it to that, I could cook it and bring it to have a Shem Oichel, so my lekicha now is l'tzoyrech achila, for shimush achila. Only something which even in the future cannot be used as oichel comes out stana shimush, you're not buying it as shimush achila. But as long as you're able to bring eventually to make it into oichel, it's considered you're buying it for shimush achila. Tumas oichel, that's not enough. Tumas oichel has to be there right now. It has to be Hashem oichel. So the deal halach is that you don't have tumas oichel unless you already mishalik, you already cooked up the kor, you already fried the kor. Being that there are some more nice things to discuss in this blat, and I don't make the shir too long, I'll have additional shir, another short shir, to be mashlim this blat.
You have been listening to a shir from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClaymus on each shir, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com. ShasIlluminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Moshe Merrifeld. Maseches Nida is dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Yaakov Deckelbaum, Le'ilo Nishmas, Rav Eliyahu ben Rav Nota Getzel, Rachel Leah Bas Rav Yitzchok, and Chaya Gittel Bas Mordechai. This shiur is part 2 of a 2-part series.
The second shiur, Nida Daf Nun Aleph from the base, the Mishneh, Kol Sheyesh LeKaskeses, Yesh LeSnapir, V'yesh Sheyesh LeSnapir, V'ein LeKaskeses. Any fish which has Kaskeses has to have snapier. If it has scales, it has fins. But there are such dogim which have snapier, they have fins, they don't have scale. Taisvis in Chulna, some Volman Beis, asks, how did Chazal know this? Kol sheish lekaskeses, sheish snapier. Chazal went through and they looked at all the fish. How do they know kol sheish lekaskeses, sheish snapier? So Taisvis says, very interesting that, could be the pshat is, the Psukim say in Parshat Bereishis, Adam HaRishon gave names to all the chayas, to all the animals. Comes out that each animal came in front of him, and he saw them. And he gave them names. So if so, Adam HaRishon, when he was giving them the names, he saw all the fish, and he saw that anyone that had kaskas had snapier. Taisus is bothered, but if you look in the Psukim, very interesting that Psukim say that Adam HaRishon gave names. It says he gave names to the behemoth and the oifus. We do not find the pasuk that he gave names to the fish. So if it comes back to Kasha, how Chazal know? So Taisa says, it could be, the Pasuk says, Mikol Asher Yikra Le'odom is a ribui. Mikol Asher Yikra Le'odom is going to be Ma'abe, that even Dogma also, he gave names to it. Taisa says, another mahalach, that even if he'll say that he did not give names to fish, could be Chazal knew this, Ba'alocha L'moyshe Misinai, the culture Yeshe Kaskeses, Yeshe Stap. It's a very interesting choice. Taisa has two mahalachim, whether Adam Arishin gave names to the fish or not. And the Etzim Zachar, there's a need if he gave names to the fish, could be Mivayat, what the Beis Halevi says, that the fish are considered a the yam is considered like its own oilam. Its own oilam. So we could be over there, other Marishan did not give names to that oilam, only the same oilam that he lived in. The Gemara asks that if the klal is called Sheishi Kaskesis, Sheishi Snapir, so what did Torah have to write for at all? The din of Snapir. What's in the gate to the Torah to shtel avek, the simoni taire, is kaskeses and snapir, with the kaskeses itself, it's already tar, because if it has kaskeses, it sure has snapir. So the Gemara ends off, omer bevo, v'chein tonder v'yishmol, yagdol toiro v'yadir, yagdol toiro v'yadir. So the Gemara needs a beer, when the Torah stam said words to make the Torah bigger, yagdol toiro v'yadir, what's the yagdol toiro v'yadir over here? So the Ritva says in one mahalach, I think what the Ritva means to say is, it's not so clear in the Ritva, you have to look over there in the Ritva inside, he says more words, I'm not 100% sure this is what he means to say, but I think what he means to say is that simoni tahare agoyrim for something to be tahar. When you want to think into what makes a fish tahar, what makes a fish tahar is two things, kaskeses and snapir. So although in mitzias, anything which has kaskeses has snapir, if you want to misboinen, why is it tar? It's not tar because it was kaskeses, it's tar because it has kaskeses and snapir. So that's what the Torah wrote, the din of kaskeses and snapir, because it's halacha is the kaskeses and snapir. Yagdol Torah v'yadir is, that was the Torah made the din. And the din is dependent, because it's not here, because the Yagel Torah v'yadir. If the Torah would have made it, the aloche, that the Tahar is totally in Kaskeses, it would have been the exact same fish which are mutter. But, l'hagel Torah l'adire, the Torah made that its din is really dependent on Kaskeses and Snapir. So it comes out, not that the Torah Stam wrote Snapir just to make the Torah longer, rather the Torah made a aloche, a din, of Tahare dependent on Kaskeses and Snapir, l'hagel Torah l'adire. If the Torah had only written kaskeses, then the Tahar would be only told in kaskeses. Now the Torah wrote kaskeses and snapir, it comes out that the goyim Tahara is kaskeses and snapir. Now, we said in the Shir Nafnun Amud Beis, a chakir from the Bechonon Vassaman, in Koybet Shmuis, a Mesechus Chulin, Oyschov Zayin, a chakir in Simone Tahara. Simone Tahara, they're the ones that are goyim Tahara, Simone Tome, a goyim Tome, or it's only a simon ba'alma on the min. Now, this min is a min which is a mutter. This min is a min which is aser. Now, l'chayre, this whole mahalach of the Ritva says that Torah wrote kaskeses and snapir, because that's the goyim of tahare. Both the goyim tahare is only going to stim, is only going to work out if the simonim are really goyim tahare. But if the simonim bechalal not goyim tahare, it's only a din the min, so then comes out that it's not a gay bechalal the snapir. Once the Torah writes kaskeses, so this, we know this species of birds this species of fish is mutter. So the heter now is totally dependent on this species. So that it's not, then it's not tak bechalal not a goyim with snapir, it's bechalal not a goyim with tahara. But as I was explaining afterwards, I think that it's a very important, the Yisoid in Simoni Tahare, according to both Talmud of Bechonon, Simonim are goyim something. The question is not whether Simonim are only a simon ba'alme or it's goyim tahare. It's for sure the Simonim are goyim tahare. The question is it in each bird which is bala fanenu, each bird is tar nabus, it has simonim tahare, or the Simonim are goyim tahare to the min? This min is tar because it has the Simonim. The Simonim give a tahare to the min. But the Simonim are doing something. They're goyim tahare. So Meila, it's very gishmak. The Ritual is saying it's correct. Kfi both Solomon Rebel Chonon. Snappy, you want to know why is this species, why is a whitefish mutter? Is it mutter because why is this species, the min of whitefish mutter, is it because it has kaskesis that's going to hide to the min? Or because it has kaskesis and stapir? So even though it's true, it's halacha now in the min, and the min is now min rishatar, but what made the min tar? Then what made the min tar is the kaskesis and the stapir, both together. Let's continue on to the end of the Amud. The Mishnah says, "Kla tom brocha la'acharov, tom brocha lefonov. V'yei shetom brocha lefonov, v'ein tom brocha la'acharov." Anything which needs a brocha afterwards needs a brocha beforehand. However, there is something which needs a brocha beforehand, which does not need a brocha afterwards. So the Gemara was asked, "Lasuya mai, what thing do you have that needs a brocha lefonov and does not need a brocha la'acharov?" So the Gemara says that. Could be it's called the Suga Yerek, the vegetables, there are shittas in Pesachas Brochas that vegetables do not have Boyin of Fashas Rabbis. It's not something which is choshev enough to have a Brocha Achreina. So then the Mishnah is very good. Yeshutom Brocha Lefonov, Yeshutom Brocha Lachrov. The Mor says, the feet of Yitzchak, the holes that you make Boyin of Fashas and Yerek, what's Kumti Marbe? The Mor says, Kumti Marbe water. That water you don't make a Boyin of Fashas on. The Mor asks, if Papa holds, you make a Boyin of Fashas on water also. So the Mor says, it's coming a mitzvah. Mitzvah, you make a bracha beforehand. You do not make a bracha afterwards. The Mor asks, the Bnei Marovi, when they used to take off their tefillin, they used to make a bracha. So it comes out, tefillin is Tom Bracha Lefonov, and Tom Bracha Leacharov. So the Gemara asks, if you that, what's the Mishkom Timaibe? It's Kom Timaibe Reach. That when someone smells something, you have to make a bracha. You only make a bracha beforehand. You don't make a bracha afterwards. The Rashba asks that, now which in Bnei Marovi, may make a bracha on when they take off the tefillin, is Mavur in the Yishalmi, which Taisis brings down by us. It's not that every mitzvah, they hold every mitzvah after you've done it with the mitzvah to make a bracha. It's special halacha by tefillin, since you now let it wear tefillin by night. Is an iser to the brit tefillin by night, so the male you mekayim a mitzvah by taking it off as lishma chukov, but by shy mitzvahs they only made a bracha lefonov and not la'acharov. So the Gemara could have said that the Mishnah means shy mitzvahs. The Rambam says enechrami. The Gemara could have said that. The Gemara said la'avcha the milse leichoni beenechrami. The Gemara could have said the Mishnah is referring to shy mitzvahs. The Rajma asks another kashya. The Rajma in Brochis Tatam Dalim Beis, which is the same. The Mor over there brings down our Mishnah, and the Mor has the same Shach Levataya. The Rajma asks another kashya. Why didn't the Gemara say that if Lasuye, if someone eats a Maichol less than a Kazayis or drinks a drink less than a Revius, Brocha Achroina, you don't have, you only have on a Shir Kazayis and Shir Revius. Brocha Rishoina, you have even on a Mashu. So the Mor could have said, called Shtom Brocha Lefonav, Yeshu Tom Brocha Lefonav, Ain Tom Brocha Leacharov. Is referring to Pachas Mikashir. The Rashba answers, Api the Gemara Amud Aleph, the Gemara Amud Aleph says that all our Mishnayis that are saying you have things that are chayim and something, not chayim, the other thing is referring to the min, it's not referring to the actual case, which is the Fonenu, referring to the min. That there are minim that are chayim and payin, not chayim and meiser, and so on and so forth, like the Gemara says in the bottom, Nun Aleph and Aleph. So he says, if so, by us in the Mishnah also, when the Mishnah says Yeshu Tom Brocha Lefonav, it means there is a Shemin which is Tom Brocha Lefonav, Ain Tom Brocha Leacharov. So now the Gemara is a good question. All Minim are Tom Brocha Lefonav, Tom Brocha Leacharov. Although if you ate less than a shear, you do not make a Brocha Leacharov, but the Min is a Min which is Chayek, which is Tom Brocha Leacharov. The Gemara only found two Minim that are such things that don't need Brocha Leacharov, either Mitzvahs or Reichoni. Now let's, why is the Halacha that you don't make a Brocha Achrein on Reyach. All other Macholim, all other Anoyis, you make a Brocha La'acharov. Why is Halacha that on Reyach, you do not make a Brocha Achreina? So Rashi says, in the Afton Bezum D'Aleph, Reichoni Mevorcha L'Boy Yatzei B'Samim, Ve'ein Ton Brocha La'acharov, Da'ano Mu'etesi. It's Ano Mu'etes, it's a little Ano. And the Chore, what Rashi means to say is, that it's not such a, so much pleasure, smelling is not as much pleasure, enjoyment as a Michael. Michael is a bigger ano than Reyach. And since it's such a small ano, although it's Tom Brocha Lefonov, it's not Tom Brocha Leacharov. To have a Chi Brocha Achroino, you need a greater ano. The ano of Reyach is too small of ano to be Mechai of Brocha Achroino. The Toysi Somtev and his peers in the Rosh on Mesechus Brochus, Divri Chamudis, Perkeitz Mevorchim Ois Kufchof, he says that based on this Rashi, we can be Yashiv a Kasha. We know that somebody has a new Maichol, you make Shechayonu. However, we don't find that when someone smells something, a new smell, which he didn't smell the whole year, that you make Shechayonu. Why not? So he says, Lafidus Rashi, the beer of Dvarim is moving away, that since the Hano of Reach is Hano Mu'etes, it's not a big Hano, therefore, there's no Birch Shechayonu on that, it's not going in the same Simche as Macholim, which have a big Hano. The Mughal Avram, in Simen Reish Tez Zayin Sivkot Aleph, brings down this Rashi and this Divrei Chamudis. Derech Agad, he calls it Lechem Chamudis, as it's known, that the Tosfos Yom Tov beginning gave different names to Svarim. There's a whole story that why he had to change the names. So the earlier Poskim, the old, when they bring down the Tosfos Yom Tov, they call it Lechem Chamudis, and in Nezikin, they call it, instead of Madani Yom Tov, they call it Madani Melech. But anyway, he brings down this Tosfos Yom Tov, the Rashi, with the reason why you don't make Shechayanu. And then he brings down from a Kolboy, one of the Rishonim, the Kolboy, that he sees a different reason in the Bir of our Gemara why there's no Bracha Achroin on Rechani. And he says, the Pshat is because the Klal is, you only make a Bracha Achroin calls man the food still in the person's stomach. This Achal Hamazin, you don't make a Bracha. As we all know, someone forgot to bench, didn't bench right away, you only get bench, calls man you still feel full, or if you're not sure, until up to 72 minutes. But once it's 72, this Achal Hamazin, you cannot make a Bracha Achroin. So he says, by Reach, every Reach is right away in his Achal HaMazon. There's nothing left over from the Hano. By Achila, you have the food in the person's stomach, you feel satisfied. Mashenke by Reach, as soon as after he finished smelling, it's ready as Achal. Therefore, it's not Shaykh HaBrocha Achroina on Reach. So it becomes that we have Machloikis, Rashi, and Kolba in the Pshat, why is no Brocha Achroina on Reach? It's an interesting ha'ore that the Mishnah says Yeshu Tom Bracha Lefan Vein Tom Bracha LaAcher, but it's referring to Reach. So according to Rashi, it's moving Ma'od. It comes out of Reach is Cholok Bis Ikedinoi. The Macholim have a Din Bracha Achroina. However, Reach does not have a Bracha Achroina. According to the Kolboy, it's not really Cholok Bis Soidinoi that has a different Din Macholim. Just every Reach automatically is like a Maichol Achshas Achal Amozin. So really, in the Ikad Din, they have the same halacha. They don't bracha l'acherov, but there's a klal in bracha achroino that it's only called zman that no stays by you. And a reyach, right away, is in the status of a sachal amozin. So it's interesting, the Mishnah calls it yesha tom bracha l'fonov, vein tom bracha l'acherov, as if this is something which has a different din than machal. So sach, l'firashi, it's much m'gishmaker, it comes out that reyach, be'etzem, has a different din than machal. The Levush and Simon Reish Tazayin, Midaita de Nafshei, without bringing the Kolboy, he says this beer and why you don't make a bracha achroina on Reach. He says because it's like a sachal amozin. And the Divrei Chamudis, which we mentioned before, asks on him from Rashi. The Rashi says a different beer. Why is the Levush looking for different biurim? So Eli Rabbe on the Levush, he says that, first of all, the Divrei Chamudis didn't see the Kolboy. And secondly, he says that the Levush, very interesting, the Levush learned, that's the Pshat in Rashi. When Rashi said, Anam Mu'etes, it does not mean, like we said till now, that it means it's not such a big Anam, such a big pleasure. Anam Mu'etes means to say, it's not something which stays. Right away after the Anam, it's this Achel. Anam goes away. The Levush learned that Rashi means, Mamish, like the Svar Sakolboy. It's an Achel. And the emphasis is, if you look in the back of Simen Reish Tazayin, and also the Taz, the two days of in Simen Reish Tazayin Sivkot Aleph, he explains Rashi. He brings down Rashi Namu Etesi, and he says Pinish. Rashi means to say it's this Achal Amozin. So it's about Chloikis Gedolei Achroinim, the Magen Avraham, the Lechem Chamudis, and the Bach and the Taz and Levush. On the other hand, what Rashi means at Namu Etes, the Magen Avraham, the Lechem Chamudis, and instead Rashi means to say Namu Etes. It's such a big anot, such a big pleasure. However, the other Achroinim learned that it means at Namu Etes. It's this Achal Amozin. Interestingly, the Eli Rabbe brings down from the Olas Tomid another svara why there shouldn't be a bracha achroina reyach. He says because always every hana, when you eat, when you have that no, the thing that, that gave you that no gets consumed. A maichol, a mashke. However, by reyach, the thing that brought to the ano didn't get consumed. So the chiyu bracha achroin is only when the oifen you in the henna is by consuming the thing that gave the ano, then it's a bigger mechayiv in bracha, and you have to make a bracha afterwards. However, by reyach, which a thing that gave forth the ano is still chayiv kayim, still exists over there, it's not as much as a mechayiv a bracha, and you do not have a bracha achroin. So it comes out three svaris in the achroinim, Rishonim, why there's no bracha achroin on reyach. Now, the Pashas Rashi is like Lechem Chamudis and the Magen Avraham. Hanamu etasi means because it's not such a big pleasure. However, we have to understand why did Rashi need this tam? Why isn't this word of the Kolbe correct? Pashat, typically Pashat, because it's this Achla Mazin. Now, although before we said that it's much our Mishnah is much more meduyik l'fi Rashi, but that solves the question: what's the bechlal negay this svar v'namu etes? Anyway, wouldn't be shayich bracha achroina by reyach because it's always this achla mazon. It's the choyra big kasha on Rashi. So I think the pshat is based on a big yisoid, which I can't be marach now in it, that in the ikadin of this achla mazon, the only make a bracha achroina. Calls man it's an asach lamozin. Yeish lacha, what's the pshat? Is the pshat is that the bracha achroina is on the ano you have of being satisfied? Or the pshat's differently? The bracha is, achroina is on the achil which you had. That's you make a bracha on. But in order for the bracha to be misyaches to the achile, to go back to the achile, it has to be that the achila is still chai v'kayim, the achila is still existent through the fact that he has a satisfaction, he's still full from it. But when you make the bracha is going back on the achila you had, on the anos achila, the actual achila. But you can't, shtel zetsu, you can't put the bracha back to the achila, only calls man, you still have it wasn't a sakal. So if so, I think Rashi holds, that which we say you can't shtel to the bracha, you can't put the bracha back on the hano which you had, unless the hano is still chai v'kayim, that's only by a maichel, which a maichel has to it a sviya. So then we see that once the sviya is not around, the achila is considered, achila is lost. Because the derech of achila gives a satisfaction, it gives you a sviya. So the achila is only considered around, called zman, that you have a sviya. Mashenka by reyach, which reyach does not have to it at all, a sviya. So over there, we don't lose the reyach by not having satisfaction. I could shtel zetsu, I could put the bracha back to the reyach even without having the sviya. Only something which is derech hano is with a sviya, is derech hano is by giving a satisfaction, then we don't have, we can't shtel zetsu to that achila only if what it gives is still chayav kayim. However, by reyach, which ikad derech hano osoy, is without something which is nimshach, which is something which continues on. So, but you can shtel zetsu to that no, even without having the sviya, and the whole dinim nesachel will not apply over here, and therefore we need a new svar ano muetasi v'doik hatef. The Orech HaShulchan in Siman Eish Tazayin, he says a fourth svar why there's no bracha achroine on reyach. He says a very interesting thing. He says bracha achroine, you don't have any time you ate, only if you have a kezayis or a vis. There's a shear to it. It says, by reyach, it's not shy to have a shear. There's no shear. You smell. There's no shear of a kezayis or a vis. So that's why there's no bracha achroina, because you don't have a shear. It's like a pachas mikashir. Again, lefi his svara also, it will be interesting that it's considered yesh bracha, yesh tashtom bracha lefon of leila acharov. It's not be'etzem a different din, it's just simply because you don't have the shear. Now, he writes that he wants to learn that's the pshat in Rashi. Now, Rashi, and it says that no mu'etesi, Rashi means to say, it's mu'etes that doesn't have a shear to it. It doesn't mean to say because it's such a big pleasure. It doesn't have a shear. It's like less than a kezai, less than a vias. So, he's saying a third pshat in Rashi. We look at the posh pshat in Rashi, Lechem Chamudis, and the Magen Avraham, that it means that it's not such a big pleasure. The Bach, and the Taz, and the Lavush, that Rashi means to say that it's nisachal, and the Orcha Shulch wants lemchat Rashi, number etas, he means it's less than a shikha zayis, less than a shikha beya. The Maisa, the Orcha Shulch, I don't understand, because he himself continues on to bring the aloche of the Magen Avraham, b'shem lechem chamudis, that you don't make shechayonu on reyach, because it's anam u'etis. Now, the bircha shechayonu, there's no din that you only have bircha shechayonu on a revias or kazayis. If someone have a pri, which is less than a kazayis, you also make shechayonu. If Rashi only means to say anam u'etisi, that's less than a shir, that wouldn't be a reason not to make shechayonu. So, says you don't make shechayonu is only based on his havon and Rashi, and now we're at this even to say, it's a small pleasure, not a big pleasure. I don't understand how the Orcha Shulchan, after saying his pshat, could go on to bring the Magen Avraham b'shem, the lechem chamudis, to say that now we're at this is a swara not to make a shechayonu. Now, we have to understand why Take is it not correct, the svar of the Orcha Shulchan? Why do we need all these different svaris? Anamu etes, or that it's nisachal, or the svar of the Oilas Tamid, that you only make a bracha chayin on something which, the thing which gave forth to the ana gets consumed. Why isn't this svar of the Orcha Shulchan correct, that it's not shachar bracha chayin, because there's no shir? So I think that the third side is that the din of that you need a shear is because it's not considered an achila gemura, achila chashuve, unless you have a shear. And that's why you don't make a bracha achrein, only an achila chashuve. However, when it comes to reyach, which reyach doesn't have bechal a shear, there's no other reyach. So then, every reyach is considered a hanah chashuve. It's considered a hanah gemura. Nothing missing in the hanah, there's nothing missing in the Hanot, not the Mechayev Bracha Achroina. Therefore, the Yerushalayim needed different svaris why you don't make a Bracha Achroina on Reyach. I think this is a very posh pshat. The teretz why what the Orcha Shulchan is saying is not correct. We'll end here.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Maariv Mekleimus on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.